Thank you. Thank you for that lovely song.
谢谢那非常美妙的音乐。
I hope everyone understood that as well as I did.
希望我这个大家都像他了解那个诗歌一样那么美妙，那么好。
I thank the Lord for letting me be here.
啊，我感谢主，真的是让主让我能够在当中。
And for your warm welcome.
为各位那么热烈的欢迎。
It should be this way on Sunday, shouldn't it?
礼拜天主日应该就像这样子那么荣耀，对不对？主那么大。
Of course, every day of the week, we walk with Jesus and he manifests his presence to us.
啊，主那么大的同在，他彰显他的同在在我们当中行走来往。
But on Sunday especially, we come to worship Jesus.
礼拜天主日我们特别就要来荣耀他，要来赞美他，来敬拜他。
And we think of the fact that he is alive, alive forevermore.
我们真的是发现主真的是又真又活的神，他活在我们当中。
He's a living savior.
他是活的救主。
And he walks in our midst.
他行走在我们当中。
He who loved us and gave himself for us.
他爱我们，他也把他自己赐给我们。
Is now risen and ascended and exalted and glorified.
他真的是被主这个被提升，而且得到那完全的荣耀。
And he still loves us.
他仍然爱着我们。
And he who gave himself for us on the cross.
他把他自己赐给我们在十字架上面。
Gives himself to us today in his fullness.
甚至今天他也把他自己的丰盛，他的完全赐给我们每一位。
The blessing of his resurrection life and power.
我们真的是感谢主这复活的大能，他赐在我们当中。
How thankful we are that he's here this morning.
我们感谢主今天早上在我们当中。
In the presence and power of His Holy Spirit,
带着圣灵和圣灵的同在和丰富的大能。
He touches you and me.
他触摸了我们每一个人的心。
He quickens us by His life.
他把我们真的是这个，他把我们真的是火热起来。
He feeds us and strengthens us by His Word.
他用他的话语，他亲自来喂养我们，让我们灵的生命能够成长。
And He comes to change us.
他也要改变我们的生命
，to make us more like Himself，
更像他荣耀的自己
，that we might follow His leading，
我们可以跟随他的带领
，and come into conformity with His will，
我们可以真实的配合着他走在他的心意当中。
Let's look at the next verse in Matthew 5。
我们看看马太福音。我们上次提到三节三四五之外现在今天我们四五之外，我们今天要讲第六节，马太福音第六节。
On Thursday evening, we looked at
五章第六节，对不起，五章六节。
We looked at a few verses at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount.
我们已经看到登山宝训前面的三节之后。
And now we come to the sixth.Verse of Matthew 5.
我们来到第六节，五章第六节，马太福音。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
For they shall be filled.
因为他们必得饱足。
We could say that we have two basic spiritual needs.
我们可以说我们有个属灵的基本的两个大的需要。
We need to come to understand ourselves and discover what we really are in the presence of God.
在神的同在当中我们要认识我们自己，认识我们自己的光景。
And His Word reveals that to us.
他的话语也亲自向我们显明。
In Hebrews 4,Verse 12, it tells us that God's word is alive and powerful.
在希伯来书四章十二节里面讲到神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
And sharper than a two-edged sword.
像一切两刀啊两刃的刀剑更快。
It says it pierces to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerns the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
甚至魂与灵、骨节和骨髓都能够刺入、破开。
And when the Word of God comes to us in the power of His Holy Spirit,
当神的话语借着圣灵临到我们的心中的时候
，we discover ourselves.
我们发现我们自己
And when we do, we see what we are before God.
我们才发现认识我们自己在神的面前是什么样的光景
In His holy presence.
在他的神圣的同在当中
And we bow low before Him.
我们真的是匍匐在他的面前
And in His grace and mercy, He works in our hearts.
在他的恩典和怜悯当中
So that we become, as we read the other night, poor in spirit.
我们前次在礼拜四的时候读到了，就是在灵里面贫穷的人。
We mourn over our sinfulness.
我们真是哀恸，发现我们自己的罪恶。
We sorrow over the things that grieve His heart.
我们知道我们何等的哀恸，因为神如何的为我们担忧。
And we become meek before God.
我们真的是能够温柔谦虚在神的面前。
Tender.
温柔的。
And we're gentle then also in our dealings with other people.
我们知道如何用平和的方式温柔的方式来对待彼此对待。
But that's just the beginning.
那只是一个开始。
We discover ourselves.
我们发现我们自己
But in doing so, we realize that we have no resources to save ourselves.
但是我们虽然发现这样的一个光景，可是我们没有这个全源能力来拯救我们自己。
And so we learn that we must look outside of ourselves.
因此我们知道我们要从我们自己以外的地方得到这样的帮助。
We must look away to Christ.
我们要真的是仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
He is the only one that can meet our needs.
他是唯一能够满足我们的需要。
And the needs that we see all around us in our world.
是真的是全地的拯救的救主。
You know, when we were just talking about this yesterday, when we're babies and little children,
我们在这里昨天跟年轻人聚集的时候，讨论到孩子和小孩和婴孩的时候
，we're entirely self-oriented.
我们真的是以自我为中心。
And I guess this step that shows that we're becoming mature.
当我们慢慢渐渐成长成熟一点。
Is when we become aware of the world around us.
当我们越来越认识熟悉我们周边的社会环境。
And we realize we're having to find our place in the world.
我们也认识在这个世界当中有不同的地方。
And in spiritual life, it is so as well.
在属灵的生活里面的需要也是一样，慢慢渐渐的越来越明白。
The Christian who is growing, becoming spiritually mature,
基督徒在属灵里面渐渐的成熟成长
becomes centered in God and His will.
渐渐的是以发现自己必须以神为中心，而且要执行神的旨意。
And so, these are our needs. First, to see ourselves, and then to see our God, our salvation.
这是我们的需要，能够先从看见自己的这个光景之后呢，更能够看见我们的对神的需要。
Then we want Him.
我们要他。
Then we want His will.
我们希望能够执行他的旨意。
We want Him to lead us in His ways.
我们需要他来带领我们一生的脚步。
I don't know if you realize that that's one of the songs that I really like, so thank you so much.
这就是刚刚年轻人唱的诗歌，神如何来带领我们一生的脚步，那么美。
He leads me.
他带领我们。
I can't find the way on my own.
我自己没有办法寻得道路。
But there's a way that He has made for me.
他有一条道路是主自己为我们设定的。
And He is the way.
他就是那条道路。
I am the way, Jesus said.
耶稣说我就是道路。
And He's also the goal.
他 也是我们道路走到的目标。
And he's leading us on.
他带领我们往前。
Oh, praise the Lord.
感谢主，赞美主。
Well, this righteousness that we read about in this verse.
在这个地方我们提到公义。
You know what righteousness speaks of? It speaks of being right.
公义提到的就是怎么样能够做对事情。
Right with God.
与神的关系是和 正确的合理的。
Coming into a right relationship with Him.
与神有正合适的正确的关系。
I think in particular here, as he speaks to his disciples, he means conformity to God's will.
感谢主，在这地方公义特别强调的就是合乎主的要求，做成那个神的要求的样式。
That which God wants.
那是神所要的。
And we know what that is.
我们知道明白那是什么意思。
He's our king.
他是我们的国王。
And he stipulates, it's our joy to do what he wants us to do.
那是很喜悦的事情，就是执行他所要我们做的事情。
And what is his will to us?
他的旨意对我们是如何呢？
He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
为了他的名，主带领我们走在他公义的道路上面。
And we follow him.
我们跟随他。
And we read that it's God's will to make us like His Son, the Lord Jesus.
这是那条道路把我们带向更能够更像我们的恩主主耶稣。
He wants us to be filled with His Spirit.
我们被他的灵所充满。
When we're filled with the Spirit of God,
我们被神的灵所充满的时候
，then Jesus sits on the throne in our hearts.
那耶稣主耶稣就坐在我们心中的宝座上。
He rules and reigns.
他真的是掌权，而且是掌权在我们心
中。We want him to have his way.
我们要走他的道路，行他的路。
I was singing that song this morning. It says in the last verse, "Holy Spirit, all divine, dwell within this heart of mine."
今天早上我们唱的诗歌，圣灵真是神圣的住在我们心中。
And then it says, "Cast down every idle throne."
把心中所有的偶像全部去除。
Reign supreme and reign alone.
真的是掌权在全地完全当中。
And I believe here in the Sermon on the Mount, when it speaks of righteousness,
当我们这地方登山宝训提到公义的时候，
it speaks of a pattern of life that is in conformity to God's will. It's in line, it's right.
这个公义就是把我们一个属地的人的生命能够做成神要我们活的样式。
You see here in the sixth verse, it says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness."
饥渴慕义的人有福了，在第六节里面。
In the tenth verse, it says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake."
第十节提到说，为义受逼迫的人有福了。因为天国是他们的。
That means that as they seek to live a life that pleases the Lord,
当我们真的是行在神的旨意、讨神喜悦的道路上面的时候，
they come up against opposition from those who don't love Jesus.
这是给我们一个对比，告诉我们说，当我们不跟随主的时候，他是走在什么样的光
中。From those who will not accept His authority.
当有人不接受耶稣基督他的全能全柄的时候，
We also have in this sermon it speaks about doing acts of righteousness at the beginning of the sixth chapter, doing deeds of righteousness. That means doing what God wants us to do.
在马太福音第六章里面也讲到行为如何来行神的旨意，当神的旨意在我们心中的时候，如何来行出来，在第六章，这样的话神的心意可以做成在我们的心中。
And then we read in the 33rd verse of the 6th chapter,
第六章第33节我们读到，
We read, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness."
他说你们要先求他的国和他的义。
And all these things shall be added to your life.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
He's speaking about the things that you need.
他讲到我们生活里面所需的东西。
In order to live your life here.
使我们能够生活。
Some people are very concerned about those things, Jesus said.
耶稣说很多人都很关切这方面的需要。
The Gentiles seek after these things.
他说外邦人也寻求这些。
They are anxious and very concerned about the things of this life.
他们在生活当中一直在寻找他们所要的，而且很急切的要去寻得这个。
But Jesus said, "You have a Father in heaven."
但是耶稣说，你们是有天父在天上的。
And He knows what you need.
他知道每一位的需要。
See how he clothes the lilies of the field.
他怎么样啊？这个创造和真的是使这些 lily 这些花草能够成长。
He makes them so beautiful.
使他们那么的美丽。
They even smell nice.
啊，他们闻起来也是那么的啊香。
And they don't make their clothes, and they don't worry about things.
他们没有为自己的衣装啊担忧，他们也没有为他们的啊这个饮食担忧。
He feeds the sparrows.
啊，他喂养这些这个。
Not a one of them falls to the ground without him knowing about it.
啊，所有在全地的时候。这个这些花草，他们好像没有感受到说神在哪里，不过神一直在供养他们。
You're so much more precious.
我们呢是超越这些，比这些在神的面前更宝贵。
Than the lilies and the sparrows.
啊，这个 lily 就是花啊，野地的花和这些草。
Your clothing and your food are secondary.
我们的衣装和我们的饮食那是次要的。
You are God's children.
我们是属神的儿女。
And it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
啊，天父是何等的宝贵，要先把神的国赐给我们每一位。
So don't be anxious about things that are unimportant.
不要光眼目专注在这个不啊次要的东西上面。
Rather seek.God's kingdom.
先求神的国。
Rather seek His righteousness.
先求他的义。
And He will take care of everything else.
他会照顾其他我们所有的需要。
Now, who here is seeking the Lord? Let me see your hand. I think many of you.
谁啊寻求神的国的？
请举手。Many of you are seeking the Lord. And you want His best. You want Jesus. You want His will.
你要最好的就是寻求神，而就是那天上的那位神。
Now, anybody who raised their hand, who could say, "That's not true," what Jesus said?
哪一位举手的？我们自己问自己说：难道耶稣说的啊，对我们不是那么真实吗？
Remember what Jesus said to His disciples. Did you lack anything?
他说：这个当耶稣跟门徒说，他说：你需要的任何东西
？No, Lord, nothing.
神没有不知道的。
We left our family business.
啊，我们left.
We forsook our family business, our way of, you know.
啊，我们放弃弃绝了我们自己的家庭的这个生意啊，这些的。
Some of them the fishing business.
啊，甚至是捕鱼的这个工作。
And yet you took care of us.
那他就照顾我们。
Remember with Peter?
记得彼得吗？
He wondered about when they came to him about paying the taxes.
啊，这个当彼得跟耶稣问说我们是不是要缴税？
Jesus said, "Don't worry. You go and you catch a fish."
啊，你不用担忧，你只要去抓一条鱼。
And go in his mouth.
从他口中。
And you'll find a coin.
你就发现那个税钱在那。
And pay the tax.
啊，你就付税金。
So easy.
那么简单。
Jesus can do anything.
他是全能的主，他什么都能做。
Nothing too hard for the Lord.
没有是对他是难成的事。
Nothing.
没有。
So seek Him.
只要寻求他。
And seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
寻求他的国和他的义。
Yesterday, we had a lovely meeting here in the morning, and we mentioned a little bit about wanting things.
啊，昨天我们与年轻人在那边聚集的时候，我们谈到一些很。
And how our desire for the things that are temporal, passing away, can get us in trouble.
啊， 我们昨天提到年轻人里面，就是说短暂的生活当中那种暂时存留的东西啊，是很快就会消失过去的。
And I thought of Paul.
想到保罗，使徒保罗。
Paul wanted many things.
这保罗也需要很多的事情。
He wanted to excel. He wanted to be the best.
啊，他想要这个让自己能够啊更优秀。
And he was.
啊，他是这样子的一位使徒。
He wanted to be blameless before God.
他想要能够在神的面前毫无指责。
And he thought he was.
他想他自己是。
And he wanted to achieve. He gloried in his attainments.
他想要这个达成这个荣耀神的这样的一个这个工作。
So, he did glory in them. Boy, he tells us about them in Philippians.
在腓立比书他的确跟我们提到他如何来服侍神荣耀神。
What he said about other Jews in Romans 10, why that was his own testimony also.
在罗马书第十章的时候他也提到这样子的一个见证。
It says in the third verse, being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God,And seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness.
在第十章第三到四节里面说到，因为不知道神的义，想要立自己的义，就不服神的义了。律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
There's something else that he wanted. He wanted, to establish his own righteousness and to be.Proud of his own achievement.
他这个地方也提到保罗想要建立自己的义在神的面前让自己的义能够成就。
But then he says in the fourth verse, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Romans 10:4.
这是律法的总结就是基督使凡信他的都得着这个义。
But thenPaul, his name was still Saul, but Paul saw the face of Jesus.
保罗也是扫罗的前面的一个名字是叫扫罗，那他也是。
Do you remember the story how the bright light shone down upon him from heaven?
当我们记得从天上的光照亮在保罗的身上的时候。
Brighter than the noonday sun, and he said, Lord,Who art thou?
在那光亮的中午的时候，他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And when he heard it was Jesus,
他听到是主耶稣基督的回应的时候
，and the way that he was going was all wrong.
他发现他所有走的道路是错的。
Then he said, "What do you want me to do?"
他直接就问主：“你要我做什么？”
And he turned, or his life was turned around.
他真是完全回转他自己原来的道路和生命。
So that he counted all of his achievements.
他就是把他所有自己成就的。
It says he counted them loss.
他把它当作有损的。
They were a plus before.
他说以前好像是有。
Now they're a negative.
以前是。增加的有益的现在都是有损当作有损的。
I count them as lost because there's something that is excellent.
我把它当作有损的因为我发现宇宙的至宝。
And that is the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
就是认识我们主耶稣基督为至宝。
To know him and to come into conformity with his will is the greatest thing. I must pursue that.
认识我们主耶稣基督然后行在他的旨意当中那是我生命中唯一的目标。
I like his testimony in Romans 7. Don't you like that where he speaks about the struggle that he found in his heart?
我非常喜欢在罗马书第七章里面讲的他心中的征战和这个挣扎。
He said that he wanted to please God, but there was difficulty there in himself.
当他想要遵行神的旨意的时候，他就发现他心里面有一个这个障碍和困难在当中临到。
He talked about keeping the commandments of God.
他说到要怎么样来遵行神的命令。
You know, it doesn't seem to me that Paul had a lot of problem keeping some of the commandments.
我想这个大家都了解，保罗没有什么困难啊，来遵行神的律法。
The ones that were about what to do, he seemed to do well with those.
他说到这些律法的时候呢，他大部分律法他都能够行。
He was a good Pharisee.
他是一个好的法利赛人。
He was looked up to.
他真的是很遵行这个很重看重神的这个命令。
As a righteous man in his way, in his religion.
在神的眼中的公义，在保罗的眼中，他觉得这样子来行，就是行神的义。
But when he saw his heart,
当他看他自己的内心的时候，
then he knew he had no power to fulfill the righteousness that God requires.
他发现他心中没有这个能力来遵行神的旨意，让神的心意得到满足。
He even mentions in Romans 7 about that one commandment.
他在罗马书第七章提到这个第十条律法，就是十个这个诫命的时候第十条。
The tenth commandment. It has to do with the heart.
第十条的诫命是提到有关于我们的心如何思想。
And the desires of the heart.
是心里面的欲望。
It has to do with wanting things.
是那种渴慕想要得着东西的那个心。
Wanting things that are outside of God's will.
除了神旨意以外之外的他心里想要得着的心。
You remember, thou shalt not covet.
第十诫命里面提到说不可起那贪心。
Paul said that commandment was different from the others.
他说这第十条的诫命跟别的都不同。
It showed me my heart.
他真的是把我心中的隐情显出来。
And how I had no power to really fulfill God's righteousness.
我真实在上面看见我没有这个能力能够成就神的心意。
I need Christ's grace and power.
我需要从主来的恩典和这个能力。
I need His indwelling, overcoming life.
我需要他的内住住在我的心中，来帮助我克服这个欲望。
And He said, "Who shall deliver me?"
到底是谁能够拯救我
？I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord.
透过主耶稣基督，我的主，他能够帮助我胜过。
And then in the next chapter, He speaks that the righteous requirements of God, the righteousness of the law.
他在下一章里面提到神的公义是如何来的。
And can be fulfilled in those who are in Christ Jesus.
唯有在主耶稣基督里面，他这样的一个救恩才能够成就这样的事。
Who are filled with the Spirit of God.
我们被神的灵充满的时候。
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
不再走在血气当中，就走在属圣灵的当中。
And now his life was all for Jesus.
他把他自己的生命真的是奉献在神的面前。
And he desired the righteousness.
他就得着那个从神来的公义。
That God provides.
是神提供给他的。
Not his own.
不是他自己的。
Not his own. His own is no good.
他自己的是一点好都没有。
His fellow Pharisees may have thought that's good, that's righteous.
在外面看法利赛人讲说这样子就是行公义，这样子的以为是好的。
Paul said, "No, those are filthy rags."
这个保罗说那个是法利赛人的看法。
And he wanted Jesus.
他们要主耶稣基督。
He wanted to be made like.Jesus.
他要真的是被主做成像
主一样。You wanted to be filled with Jesus.
我们要被主自己来充
满。You wanted to have a heart that was all obedience.
我们要有主耶稣基督的心，那全然顺服的心。
Obedient to God's will and way.
完全来顺服主的心智。
Lord, whatever you want.
主你所要的我就成。
You call me to holiness.
你真的是呼召我成为圣洁。
You call me to be like Jesus.
要我像主耶稣基督。
To be emptied of myself.
倒空我自己。
To be filled with you.
被主你自己充满。
Reminds me of McShane. Did you ever hear of McShane? A great Scottish preacher.
哦，是这个苏格兰有一位有名的布道家，叫 Scotian。
Scottish, Scotland, you know.
Scotland,
yeah. McShane, he prayed, Oh God, make me as holy as a pardoned sinner can be.
他说让我能够纯然圣洁。What's the last line?
Make me as holy as a saved sinner can be.
Oh, 这个 the sin can be.
A sinner like me, you know. You too.
他真的是在神的面前显露我的个人的这个罪愆。
So it was with Paul.
他这个保罗使徒也是这样的。
His great delight was in the word of God.
他真的使得喜悦是从神的话语当中而来。
He longed to be conformed to God's will.
他真实的想要真的是被主做成主要的样式。
And here in this wonderful book, it is set forth to us what God wants.
这个在这个地方里面也提到，就是主要我们成为的样式是如何。
So to Paul, God's righteousness had become the most desirable thing in the world.
神要让我们心里面知道，神的公义做成在我们的心中，我们的生命中，那是最重要的一件事。
And you know the Lord gives the one who hungers and thirsts after righteousness the desires of his heart.
神主把他自己赐给我们，当我们对神的公义有这样的渴求的时候。
That's the great blessing here in this verse. They shall be filled.
他们要被神充满，那是最宝贵的。
It's not pleasant to be hungry.
在饥饿当中我们觉得不太舒服。
Not pleasant to be thirsty.
渴也是觉得不舒服。
But here's the great blessing. If we are hungry and we are thirsty for the Lord Himself.
可是这个地方我们提到，那是何等大的祝福！如果我们真是渴慕而且渴求主的公义。
His promise is we shall be filled.
他的应许就是我们要被他所满饱足，而且被他充满。
And so that was Paul's the great cry of his heart.
这是使徒保罗心中很大对神的呼求。
In Philippians 3, let's look at that for a moment.
腓立比书第三章。
I count everything as loss, verse 8, because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. 8, 9, 10, 11.
在第三章第八节到第十一节，我们可以看一下，我为他以第八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Here's the expression of the great cry of his heart.
这是他心中的对神的表达，那样子的呼求神。
The aim of his life.
这是他生命的目标。
Oh, that I might know him.
啊，我真的是能够认识这位主。
And be possessed by him.
被他拥有，被他得着。
That I might do his will.
让我能够遵行他的旨意。
That I might have the righteousness that comes from him.
有从他来的公义。
Oh, I hunger and thirst for that righteousness.
啊，我渴慕渴求得着那样子的一个从神来的公义。
The blessing of God is that I am filled with Him.
啊，我们感这个神的祝福何等的大，他要我们要被他充满。
You have. I just want to interject this. When I was a boy, my pastor was the man I called Uncle Hans.
当我小时候啊，我的牧师呢，就是我的啊大叔叔公。
We called them uncle. You do that too, don't you?
这是吴老牧师。
Uncle Daniel, Uncle Fred, Uncle Martin. he was my real uncle, my father's uncle.
他是我父亲的啊叔叔。
And when he preached,
当他啊这个传讲神的信息的时候。
That expression was there of that just loving Jesus, wanting Jesus with all his heart.
他在讲道的时候就是真的是传达他对神完全的爱，渴慕要主自己在他的心中。
And I know that the Lord has to do that in us, enlightening us and awakening us to his call.
我相信主已经做成这个功，真的是呼召我们，而且把我们照亮我们的心，把我们带到他的面前。
But maybe you'll understand me when I say there was something contagious about that. Something that made us want Jesus too.
我们知道我们心中也真的是被他有这样的一些这个传达传这个啊被影响到说我们也渴求要来爱主。
I remember that when he went to be with the Lord.
啊这个当他啊 sorry, I,
He passed away, went to heaven.
Okay, 当这个我的真的是叔公被主接去以后
I was almost 17 years old.
我已经差不多17岁
And I missed him very, very much.
我非常的想念他
And we all did.
我们每一位都非常的想念他
One thing that was characteristic of his preaching
在他的这个讲道当中特别啊凸显的地方有特色的地方
was that he recited scripture, so much scripture.During his sermons,
啊，当他在讲道当中时，他真的是把神的话语就完全记在心中，重复再重复。
His mind and his heart were filled with scripture.
啊，他的心真的是被神的话语完全充
满。A verse here, a verse there, a passage here.
每一句这个从头到尾到当中，他每一句都记得那么清楚。
And very much from the Apostle Paul.
嗯，跟这个保罗很像。
I remember thinking when he died that the thing that he quoted the very most.
啊，当这个他过世以后呢，我回忆他真的是从圣经里面这个摘录出来的圣经的最多的一本书。
I mean most often,
most
often, yeah, okay.
常常用的一本书。
Was Philippians 3.
是腓立比书第三章。
This cry of Paul's heart.
啊，这个地方真的是呼求出那个保罗的心中的呼求的心意。
And then this example of pressing toward the mark for the prize.
啊，这是真的是啊，保罗的心在这地方真的是向神完全的呼求啊。
He said that so often.
他常常在他的讲道当中把它表达出来。
I really think that I never memorized this. I never tried to memorize this.
啊，我不是刻意的把这些经节来记，可是它就自动的进到我的。
But I think I could say it because he said it so often, so often.
因为他常常的在这个讲道当中用这一段经文，所以他都自然的在我的心中。
And it was just part of him to want Jesus.
这要主的心是那么的渴慕渴求。
And want His will.
要执行他的心意旨意，在他的生命中。
But I just want to bring this out too, because it says, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled.
我就是要把这个再重新再 再说明清楚一点，这渴慕这饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
And Jesus said, remember to the woman at the well in the fourth chapter of John, that if you drink the water that I give you, you will never thirst.
记得在约翰福音第四章，讲到这个那个妇人，在井边的妇人。
And then in the sixth chapter of John, when he fed the 5,000, he said, if you eat the bread of life, you will never hunger.
在约翰福音第六章里面当耶稣已经喂饱了五千人之后，他也讲到说要用他自己的肉和血来喂养这些这个属他的人。
And there is a sense in which we are satisfied, our souls are satisfied with Jesus, and only with Jesus and all he provides.
我们从灵里面有这样一个感受，知道说只有主自己可以满足我们的灵里面的需要。
But I think you who seek the Lord and are experiencing him will also testify that there's a sense in which we continue to be unsatisfied, or we continue to hunger and thirst.
当我们这个寻求主渴慕主追求主越多的时候，我们发现我们心中有更大的渴慕，让我们更爱主更要主得的更多。
There's a full satisfaction in Jesus.
在主里面有一个全然的一个满足。
The person who hungers and thirsts for righteousness or conformity to God's will,
当饥渴慕义的人到了神的面前来的时候，做成神的心意，要渴慕得着神的心意，成就在他心中、生命中。
He is blessed by God and filled, just as Jesus said.
这就是要被主自己来祝福，而且被主自己来充满，这是主自己的话语。
But the righteousness with which he is filled is so wonderful.
当神的公义成就在我们的身上，是何等的美好。
That he hungers and he thirsts for more of it.
他会求更多的渴慕在他的心中，要更多的得着主。
It's kind of a built-in cycle of growth.
这是一个成长的一个良性循环。
And that makes sense to us because the righteousness is not obeying a set of rules.
我们晓得公义不只是说设一个律法放在那个地方。
But it's following God's leading into conformity with all of his will.
这是一个动态的一个追求，主亲自带领，每一次的带领，带到最后，我们就真的是神的旨意可以成全在我们的生命中。
And the more that we pursue that,
我们越追求，
the more attractive the goal becomes.
主自己的吸引这个对我们越来越大。
The more precious and wonderful Jesus becomes to our hearts.
我们宝贵那奇妙这个何等这个恩典要临到主自己的生命，要临到我们的身上。
And we grow in grace.
我们真的在神的恩典当中成长。
And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior.
我们越来越认识主是我们那位救主。
So it's such a blessed thing.
那么样的祝福，那么样的宝贵。
To hunger and thirst for righteousness.
能够饥渴慕义。
God blesses those who hunger and thirst.
神亲自祝福这样子饥渴慕义的人。
He fills them with his righteousness.
用他的公义来充满他。
He brings them into line.
帮他们好像这个建造的合适。
And as we follow him, the way grows brighter.
我们跟随主越来越在光明当中。
He becomes more precious.
越来越宝贵。
We want more of him.
我们要他更多。
We want him to take greater control and spread his authority in our hearts and lives.
我们要他掌管我们的心，掌管我们全人更多，让他真的使他的国度可以成就在当中。
In one of the songs, it says,It's in that camp song book that I saw in your office. Thirsting and hungering for thee, Jesus, with blessed hunger here.
这个渴慕要渴慕饥渴慕义要主的人，他会得到更大的渴慕。那是在我们的诗篇里面。
So how can thirst and hunger be blessed?
被怎么样？ 饥渴慕义的人可以如何被主祝福呢？
Except that that hunger and that thirst are met and satisfied in Jesus.
我们的饥渴慕义唯有在主里面被满足才能够成就。
I mentioned this at camp. I think this year, maybe you heard me say this.
可能各位有听过我分享这一段。
Some of you know my father, or knew my father.
我想有几位弟兄姐妹可能认识我父亲。
He told us a story many times.
他告诉我们一个小故事，很多次跟我们分享。
About when he was a boy.
当他是一个孩子的时候。
And he lived in his uncle Hans's home when he went to high school.
他住在他叔叔这个吴老牧师的家中，他上学，在那边一起生活。
And they made a big deal out of birthdays.
他们在这个生日的时候呢，都常常会有一些。
I mean, in a spiritual way.
在属灵上面的一些祝福。
Oh, they had the birthday cake and the candles, but they also had special prayer when a person had their birthday.
当这个孩子有一个生日或是特别的聚集的时候，他们有一个特别的祷告来祝福这个孩子。
And they were always encouraged to open their hearts to the Lord.
这个祷告呢，常常都是帮助孩子被鼓励，然后呢，心打开来向着主，向着神。
And to listen for what God would say to them.
他们就很专注地注意神要跟他们讲什么。
And that he would bless them in a special way. Often it was at the table.
这是在桌边围绕的时候呢，用神的话语特别来祝福他们。
I can remember that too.
我也特别记得那个时候。
We would have a worship right at the table.
我们在这个桌边一起敬拜赞美神。
And sometimes on your birthday, the pastor, Uncle Hans, would come and put his hands on you and pray over you.
我也有这样的经历。当我生日的时候，这个大家敬拜完了，这个吴老牧师他就按手在我的身上，按我的头上面，为我祷告。
Well, this day when my father was in high school.
那时候我父亲是在高中的时候。
Many people were there living in the home and maybe visiting.
很多的弟兄姐妹有些是访客，可是都一起聚集来庆祝他的生日。
It was his birthday.
那是他的生日。
And when they prayed for him.
当他们为他祷告的时候。
What was said to him was very embarrassing.
跟他这个说到的祷告呢，让他心里面有点不好意思。
He wanted some nice word.
他想要有一个好的祝福的话语。
Some encouraging word.
有些鼓励他的话。
Well, I should tell you that this was very encouraging and very wonderful.
我说这是一个非常明智的一个祷告和祝福。
But it also made him ashamed.
可是也让他觉得很难为情，不好意思。
He hadn't been reaching out for the Lord as he should.
他这个追求主的心呢，还没有这么完全的时候。
He had been neglecting his Bible.
他有时候疏忽了读神的话语。
And neglecting his time with the Lord.
有时候疏忽了没有与神等候神与神交通的时间。
He wasn't really earnest in seeking after God.
他不是那么全然的寻求主。
And you know what was said over him in front of all these people?
在那么多弟兄姐妹的面前，你们知道什么样的祷告的话语赐给他呢？
Here it is. If you would spend 1 minute a day praying that the Lord will give you a hunger and thirst for himself,He would do it.
如果你一天当中肯花一分钟的时间全心全意的饥渴的要得着主自己的话，主一定会回应你的祷告。
You know how you want everybody to think you're very holy.
我们大家都知道，我们知道要让我们自己怎么样能够成为神圣的。
And you really love Jesus.
我们真是也很爱我们的主。
And now everybody at the table knew that he wasn't even praying for 1 minute.
大家都猜说啊，这个啊，吴牧师可能一天没有花一分钟啊，在神的面前全然全心等。
He was terribly ashamed.
他真的觉得很不好意思。
But I say he would tell us that story, to help us.
他有时候也跟我们这样的分享这个话语，可是呢，他真是要来帮助我们。
Because it says something very wonderful about the Lord.
啊，这个地方提到主是何等奇妙的主。
It tells you how much He wants to come to you.
啊，它显示说主的心意是何等的喜悦，他要怎么样的临到我们每一位。
One minute, please give me a hunger and thirst for you, and He would do it.
啊，他说你真实的来做，那一分钟完全全然属神说哦。我真实的饥渴慕义要主的时候
because he died that we might live unto him
因着他的死在十字架的死我们可以得到这样一个新的生命
he died for us he lives for us that we might know him and come into fellowship with him
当他的生在地上为我们生也为我们死的时候他让我们有这样的一个新的生命而且能够与他生命交通的生命
and be filled with his righteousness
他要用他的公义充满我们
And so it's so wonderful that his desire for us is so great.
他对我们的心意是何等的宝贵何等的完全
And God is faithful.
神是信实的神
He called you into the fellowship of his son Jesus Christ our Lord.
他呼召每一位进到他神儿子里面的救恩就是要与我们与生命相交
How he wants us to know him.
让我们更多的认识他。
How he wants us to follow in his ways.
啊，我们那么的乐意的来跟随他的旨意。
How he longs to manifest himself to us.
啊，我们渴慕神自己向我们彰显。
No one in this meeting could miss that.
啊，我们每一位都要得着这样子的一个恩典。
Could miss that fact.
啊，真的是要经历那样子的一个神的宝贵的显现。
He manifests his presence to us in such a precious and wonderful way.
他用他非常宝贵啊神圣的啊显现在我们的生命里面。
And that shows us how much he loves you and me, how much he wants us for himself.
啊，当他彰显的时候，他要告诉我们，他是那么的爱我们，他那么的宝贵我们每一位。
Now in closing, one more text.
啊，最后啊有一段。
This is a prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed for.The Philippian church.
啊，这是使徒保罗为腓立比教会啊的一个祷告。
It's found in the first chapter of Philippians, verses 9, 10, and 11.
这在腓立比书第一章九到十一节。腓立比书一章九到十一节。
It is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多使你们能分别是非做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子叫荣耀称赞归于神
The fruit of righteousness comes through Jesus Christ
仁义的果子结出来的一定要经过我们的主耶稣基督。
And when our hearts and our lives are filled with His righteousness,
当我们心中被他的公义所充满的时候
，It's not that we might be proud of what He has done for us.
啊，不是要我们自己骄傲说主，你看坐在我的生命中多好多美妙。
But it is to the glory and praise of God.
而为了要荣耀和颂赞我们的神。
He is glorified when your life and my life bear the fruits of righteousness abundantly.
啊，他也要荣耀我们的生命，让我们真实的能够结满了仁义的果子来荣耀他。
Jesus Christ, our Savior, works that in us.
主就是我们的救主，他就是要在我们心中做成这样。
And the Father in heaven is glorified when we bear much fruit.
当在天上的父因着我们结了仁义的果子，他要得着颂赞。
And as we sang before, that happens as we abide in Him and draw from His life.
我们真是邀请也欢迎主的生命可以进到我们的生命里面来。
So it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more.
这就是我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心多而又多。
I've just been here for a few days.
我在这里只有几天的时间。
But I really love the Chinese Zion Church of Vancouver.
我真的是从心里面讲，我很爱我们这西安堂，在温哥华的西安堂。
I know it's true that I have you in my heart.
因为这是真实的，我知道我的心中是这样子的。
And I feel that too from you.
我也是从每一位弟兄姐妹的身上感受到这样的爱。
Now wouldn't it be so wonderful?
那么样的奇妙，那么样的好。
If you would all pray for me.
如果各位都为我祷告的话。
That my love.Would abound.
让真的是爱呢，可以真的是充满在当中。
More and more.
更多的爱在我们当中。
Love for Jesus.
爱主的心。
Desire for His righteousness.
渴慕要他的公义。
Love for His people.
爱他的子民。
Love for His kingdom.
爱他的国度。
Love for His work.
爱他的工作。
Love for His will.
爱他的旨意成就在我们身上
more and more.
更多的执行在我们身上
Could I ask you to do that?
可以邀请
I know on Wednesday night you pray for me and my church brother, some brother told me that
我们在礼拜三祷告会的时候听说你们也为我们立居屋祷告
Thank you, we need Jesus
我们谢谢各位 我们大家都需要主耶稣基督
Keep praying for us
他也在为我们祷告
Pray for me, not just my ministry but that my love for Jesus might abound more and more
我们继续为我祷告不只是为我的服事这是为我爱主的心更多祷告
Then we can have it says discernment to know what is best
在这个讲道分享中让我们知道什么是至宝最好的是什么
The things that are excellent
什么是真正是宇宙的至宝
We can be ready for the day of Christ and filled with the fruits of righteousness
我们可以等候主来的日子真的是结满了仁义的果子
And now I ask you to pray for me and I promise you that I'll be praying for you
我们就是邀请各位继续为我祷告
same,
我也应许我一定也会
The same prayer
为各位祷告
That our love together for Jesus may abound more and more
让主的爱在我们当中交流充满在充满
And the thing that makes us one is that we love Him
因着爱主使我们能够在他里合一
And we'll love each other more and more
彼此相爱更多
And stand for each other
为各位彼此站住
That we might be all that He wants us to be.
要行他的旨意在我们的生命里。
Ready for Him.
为他而活。
Shining for Him.
为他这个为光。
And that God may be glorified.
让神可以得到荣耀。
I pray that in Jesus' name.
我为各位祷告，在主的名里面为各位做这样子的祷告。
Perhaps I feel I'm sorry that I brought it to a close, and now I feel.That maybe I should say one more thing. Is that okay?
Okay. 这个当这个分享告一个段落，可是我还有要分享的。
This thing about loving Jesus and knowing because He gives us light, we know what He wants and know what is better and best.
我们知道我们认识我们的主耶稣基督我们有这样的渴慕的时候我们发觉这样的渴求在我们心中我们会更多的要主自己
I suppose most all of you have heard of the dear sister named Pearl Young
我想每一位应该都认识这个我们荣教士
I think I was in my early to mid-20s
这个我想这个是可能快要二十岁左右的在二十出头岁的时候。
When she was visiting in our home,
当她到我们家来做访客的时候。
It's called the Faith Home in New York.
信心家庭在纽约的信心家庭。
She was home from Taiwan visiting the churches.
她从台湾到我们当中来访问。
And we always have a meeting on Monday morning.
我们总是在礼拜一早上有这样的一个聚集。
And the ministers come together.
所有的宣教服事同工聚集在一起。
And I remember at that meeting, she spoke so, almost sternly for her.
在周一的时候她有一些分享，可她分享的时候是那么的恳切那么的坚定。
She spoke to the ministers and told them they must stick together.
她分享的时候，她特别讲到说，所有的宣教士要有这样的一个合一的心，结合在一起。
They must be supportive of my father's ministry.
要彼此扶持，而且这个特别是扶持这个。吴牧师这样的一个服事的事工。
It was unusual for her to speak that way.
这是很特别的一个分享。
To us, maybe in Taiwan, but to us to be so definite and.
这个对于利居屋教会来讲是一个特别的一个信息的分享。
Almost giving advice and telling the ministers what they should be doing, you know.
利居屋教会有很多的这个宣教事工。他就是为着宣教事工，要他们支持利居屋教会。
I thought it must have been a little difficult for her.
对于她可能有一点点不容易。
She then, after the meeting, she said to me, come upstairs.
会后她就跟我讲说，来，你到楼上来一下。
I want you to come to my room.
我要你到我房间来一下。
And she said to me,Personally, privately.
他个人的面对面的跟我这样子分享。
You know why I spoke that way?
你知道我为什么这样子说呢？
I went to a church yesterday.
我昨天去到另外一个教会。
It was one of our churches.
也是我们利居屋这个出来的一个教会。
And the minister and his wife, there were ministers there in that church. They were in that meeting on Monday morning.
这个他们讲到的一对夫妇，一个服事的宣教士呢，他们礼拜一也在当中。
She said, I went to that meeting, the morning meeting and the evening meeting.
他参与那个教会的早堂和晚堂的聚集。
And the people in that church have no opportunity to...Touch the Lord.
在那个教会当中的敬拜中，这个弟兄姐妹没有办法有机会真心的来被主触摸到他们的心。
To just love Jesus and wait on Him.
只是单单的要来爱主自己，然后来等候他。
To feed on the living bread from heaven.
从神来的灵粮进到他们的生命里面来。
To drink at the fountain.
喝那活水的泉源。
She said to me, and this was very unusual. I kept it to myself, you know. She probably knew I would.
我把她这个宝贵的话语放在我的心中。
She said, and they were older people, ministers.
他们是年纪比较长一点的宣教士。
She said, they have lost light.
他们失去了那个亮光。
She said, when I stood...To give my missionary report.
当我站在那里，这个做我宣教的报告、事工报告的时候
，I went to the pulpit.
我到讲台前
，and I just stood.
我只是站在那里。
I stood in silence for 15 minutes. I just stood there.
我站在那里15分钟的时间。
They expected me to speak.
他们希望我能够有一些分享。
But I stood with my eyes closed. I stood there with my eyes closed.
我只有在讲台上面眼睛闭起来在那里。
Just looking to Jesus.
只是仰望耶稣。
Giving people that wanted to touch him an opportunity.
只是在那里祷告，让主的灵可以真的是触摸到每一个每一位弟兄姐妹的心。
The brother and sister who were in charge were so restless.
这个服侍的这个宣教同工是那么的真实。
They gave no opportunity.
他们没有给弟兄姐妹这个机会。
And here, I knew that people need to touch Jesus.
我知道弟兄姐妹一定要被神的灵触摸到。
And so I waited.
所以我在那里站立等候。
And at night, when I went to the evening meeting,
当我参加晚堂的聚集的时候，
it was the same thing.
晚堂也是一样这样。
Just one thing after another, after another, after another.
一堂聚集接着一堂聚集。
So I went in the pulpit.
所以我到达讲台前。
I stood still, didn't make a sound, closed my eyes, touched the Lord, just worshipped Him in my heart.
我就是闭着眼睛没有说一句话，只是心中一直向神亲近祷告。
I have to tell you this, you're just starting in the ministry.
我必须要告诉各位这样子在这里的一个服侍这样子的一个
And I have to tell you.
我必须告诉各位。
We have something so wonderful in coming into the presence of the Lord.
我们有这样子一个宝贝，就是主自己会向我们心里面显现他的同在。
And just waiting on Him.
就我们只要在等候在他的面前。
And worshiping Jesus.
我们敬拜他。
And giving Him place in our midst.
真的是把心中有这样的空间，让他可以进到我们的心中来。
So that He might touch us by His power.
用他的全能来触摸我们的心
，so that he might speak in the depths of our hearts.
他可以向我们心中说话
，so that he might draw us and fill us with his spirit.
他可以用圣灵来充满我们的枯干的心
，and help us to love him as we ought to.
让我们真的是以神来敬拜他，来渴求他。
This morning at the beginning of the meeting, as we worshiped Jesus.
在我们开始敬拜的时候
I remembered that.
我记得
And that's why I share it with you this morning.
我记得荣教师在当中的分享，所以在这
样子 To love Jesus more and more, Paul prayed.
透过祷告爱主耶稣基督多而又多
That you might have discernment to know what's better, what's best.
我们就可以在心中分别什么是最好的
And then to follow in the way that he leads.
我们真的是遵行神的旨意来被他带领。
So that he can work in your heart, make you holy as he is holy.
他可以在我们心中带领我们，使我们的心中被他圣洁。
That your heart beats for him.
我们的心越来渴慕他。
That you love him and want his glory above all else.
我们只要他的荣耀，不要其他的。
That you might be filled with the fruits of righteousness that come from him.
我们有从他而来的公义可以充满我们。
Well, it's very precious for me to be here.
我真的是很荣幸，也很宝贵，能够在这里。
And I thank God.
我感谢神。
And now, Lord, I pray that you will cause your love to abound more and more in the Chinese Zion Church of Vancouver.
我们真的是求主，真的是把他的爱大大的充满在我们当中，然后真的是充满了他的爱，彼此来交流，彼此来相爱。
That we might know you，
让我们更多的可以认识你
，and know what you want，
知道你的旨意
，and have discernment to choose the best，
让我们心中能够分辨，知道何则为最好的。
One thing is needful。
什么是我们需要的
？And Mary chose that better part.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
And now, Lord, help us to do that too.
我们求主也帮助我们能够做这样一个明智的决定。
Always to keep our hearts wide open to you.
让我们心中真的是完全敞开，向着我们的主。
That we might be ready for you when you come.
让主来的时候，我们心中预备好，能够接。
And we know you're coming to us again and again, so we want to be prepared and ready to receive you.
我们知道主要到我们当中来，我们心里预备好我们的心，等候他的再临。
And let us all in this place be filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ.
啊，我们靠着主耶稣基督，要结满了仁义的果子。当主来的时候
，to the glory and the praise of God.
叫荣耀称颂归于我们的神。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.